Live and direct, Trickstar Radio.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad at Trickstar Radio. I'm very, very excited to once again be introducing the Interview Hour, our daily highlight section, where we get into conversations with different artists from around the UK and worldwide about the projects they are working on, their own musical histories, and of course, what is on the way. Today, we're joined by someone whose music has absolutely blown me away over the last few weeks. We've been playing him regularly on the Breakfast Show, and it's been so much fun to be able to do. Franz Von joins us on the line. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me, man.
It's great to get you on the line, man. It really, really is. Every now and then, when we're setting up these interviews and setting up these conversations, there's one that sticks out to me that I immediately jump on and go, you know what, we need to get this conversation locked in because there's some stuff I need to learn. I need to get some background. And obviously, the tune that we've been playing from yourself, we've been absolutely loving on the show. I want to dive right into your sort of musical inspiration, sir. So talk me through the sort of early days for yourself. Who was inspiring you? Who was kind of putting the sonic food on your plate, shall we say?
Well, I grew up in Jamaica, so it's just like a lot of dancehall, a lot of reggae from Bojo, Beanie Man, Sizzla, just like, yeah, a lot of reggae. But at that time, I wasn't really writing music or I didn't even think I was going to ever do music, but I've always loved it. So I had those influences from Jamaica. I moved to UK and then I started hearing drum and bass, jungle, dance music. Prodigy, stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's just
dance music.
Yeah, man. And like, it's just that's sort of my initial influences. And then I got into hip hop, got into sort of like Ice Cube, Nas, stuff like that. And just really loved hip hop and started writing. Later on in life, as I sort of got into it more seriously, I've been working with KOG and got a lot into African music, African rhythms, high life. We call it Afrofusion. So there's like a wide influence, really. And the person who mixes a track, who produces a track, Mark Stoney, he's sort of like more of a indie, I don't want to say indie, but like really, he's really lyrical, really musical at the same time. And then there's Tom McCell, who's also a massive influence and sort of worked on this track. So he's also Afrofusion guy, a lot of jazz in there. So there's a massive blend.
Amazing, man. It's so kind of cool to listen for. Honestly, I'm sat here just taking it all and I'm really, really enjoying just hearing how many different things have gone into your sound. Because obviously, when I got the email sent over to have a chat with you, the first thing I said was literally, yes, I want to get into this. Now, obviously, we are going to talk about the tune in particular, but do you want to talk me through the last sort of, obviously, 6 months with everything opening up again? It's been quite a bizarre time for a lot of musicians. Things seem to have been very different with everyone we've been speaking to. So I'm trying to make a point of kind of looking over this sort of... I suppose kind of return to some level of normality and how that's affected people. So how have the last sort of 6 months been for yourself?
Man, the lockdown was crazy, but yeah, getting back into it right now, I'm a performer, I'm a live performer. That's what I love. So it was devastating at first, but we've sort of had a few bookings and getting back into it. And the sense I get is that people really missed it. People really missed live music and seeing artists playing, being out with other people and connecting. So that was really good to get back into and start doing gigs again and feeling that connection again. Sort of exchanging energy with people that's what I love.
100%, man. That is what it's all about. And especially, I feel, with some of the influences you named there, so many of those sounds are so kind of based in live atmosphere, you know? So many of them are based on sort of like the moment that you hear certain tunes, they're based on that sort of live atmosphere. So on a kind of musical sense, have you kind of found, I suppose, kind of writing music and actually getting stuff down studio-wise, have you found that process easier since we've kind of had this return to venues and sort of events?
Well, at the start of it, I felt like I had a blank. It's like maybe we had too much time, too much free time. We weren't prepared to have that much free time. So I actually couldn't write at first. But as soon as I got back into it, it was just flowing. It's flowing because you've had all this time to sit back and sort of reflect and take a lot in and then put it back out, which is the writing process.
100%, man, 100%. So kind of looking forward then, obviously, we've been looking at this new tune, Power Be You, over the last few weeks. Talk to me, first of all, about how this one first came together, the sort of writing process behind it, and then, of course, the sort of impact it's had, because it looks like it's been quite a crazy reaction.
I was working with Mark Stoney. We did a I featured on a track from his one of his EPs, single, and from there we moved on to Let's Do Some More. It was lockdown and just everything that was going on at the time, people feeling frustrated and unsure of what was going to happen, and all the racial tension that's going on from the George Floyd incident in America, the reactions to it around the world. It was hard to avoid any of that, and it's just sort of soaked in, and then I think some of it's sort of come out through this track, which we didn't set out to sit down and write specifically what we wrote. It's just, that's what came out. One, it started off with that tribal banging rhythm, just the doom, 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 just something tribal, and that's sort of what brought those words out, really.
Amazing, man, amazing. I mean, kind of listening through it as well, the on a kind of sonic level more than anything else, the main reason I was so drawn to having a conversation with you was the vast sort of melting pot, I feel, of sort of different influences that all ended up coming into play on this tune. Can you talk me through that, the next sort of stage of the process of kind of going, you know what, we're going to put a bit of this in there, we're going to put a bit of that in there, because it's so such a crazy thing to listen back to.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we've had a lot of back and forth between myself, Tom Exceller, and Mark Stoney, and just sort of building the song. I wanted it to be something that definitely represents me. Like the words are reflecting what was going on at the time. But I wanted the music to sort of also represent me as an artist. And so I've got a wide range of influences. I perform with a lot of different bands and musicians, so it's trying to capture everything I love in one record. It's, for example, if someone says, show me what you do, it's hard to pick one track that say, this is me. And this doesn't exactly do it, but it's pretty close.
Definitely. I can see that, man. It does. It's so interesting to hear you kind of talk for everything that's been involved in it as well. And obviously, kind of looking forward from this one, obviously, I've been banging it on a regular basis. I've been playing it nearly every day on the show.
Thank you so much, man.
No, each and every time. I've got a sort of rule and policy on the show that if a tune bangs and it makes me want to talk to the person who made it, I'm playing it regularly every day.
I love that.
So kind of off the back of that as well, how's the response been elsewhere? Because I get the feeling with a tune like this, it's going to be one that's kind of raised a few eyebrows and made people go, you know what, we need to see what this guy's on.
Man, the response has been great. I've been really happy with this. The team that I've been working with have been great and getting it out there, and yeah, man, the response has been great.
Awesome, man. That's always good to hear. It's good to hear, and I can kind of see from what the way you kind of talk about the tune as well. It feels like a special one, shall we say? It comes across as though this is an important tune for you.
Yeah. Sometimes you write a song and you're not exactly sure about it, or as when it's time for release, then you start having second thoughts. This one was like, no, I need to get this out as soon as it can. 100%. And I want people to hear this one, definitely. I feel like something I'm giving to people. It's not just my song. It's for everyone.
100%, man, 100%. I mean, kind of talking off the back of that then, and the response that's been there, it looks like it's had such great feedback and everything like this. What's the sort of next steps for yourself? Like, where are you looking to kind of take the momentum that's been built up off the back of this one?
I've got, I've got EP coming soon. This is the first single from the EP. So I've got another single dropping pretty soon. I'll be announcing that on my socials and getting that out there. But also from this momentum, just doing live shows and getting back out there and like actually delivering these messages and these songs in person. That's what I love. I love to feel that exchange between people and just, yeah. Just, it's frequencies, man. And it's just, you need to be there to sort of
be able to actually take it in. No, 100%, man. I completely understand. There is very little things. There are very few things on this planet that are sort of give off the same things as performing live, especially when it's your own material, and especially when it's when you get a crowd that sort of you feel are fully engaged. Since lockdown's kind of come to an end and you've been back in those dances, have you actually had a chance to perform this tune yet, or is this one that you're still waiting for the right sort of occasion?
I performed this tune twice and it went down really crazy, man. Yeah, I was quite emotional performing it, actually. Yeah, it was the way people responded to it have been great. So I'm looking for the third time to just smash it.
100%, man. It'll be really, really cool to see. And obviously, as well with that, have you noticed the difference in your sort of performance style since things have been opened up again? Because as you said, you're clearly a performer. It's clearly something that's been that you've kind of missed. What would you say has changed about the way you perform since being back in those areas and those arenas?
I think realizing how precious it's been by not having that, then maybe I didn't realize it then at the time, but maybe I was holding back a little bit. Now it's just like, man, I can't miss these opportunities anymore. So there's no holding back and we go hard, basically.
Amazing. Amazing. Awesome, man. Well, I tell you what, we are going to jump into this tune now, Power BU. As I said, I've been spinning it every day. I've purposefully held off spinning it today. It's the first time I haven't played it in the first 2 hours of the show since it's been sent over. So we are going to jump into this one now. Obviously, you mentioned an EP, and obviously we're not going to ask for a specific date or anything like that, but do you have a rough sort of time period on when we can start to see some more music dropping from yourself?
There'll be some more music before the end of this year, and the EP will be out by early next year.
Fantastic stuff. So just to interject then, it looks like one of obviously the production team behind the tune has actually walked into the studio. This is really cool to see. Bro, talk to me about this tune, because obviously we've been discussing a lot of what's been going on. Obviously, state your name, all that good stuff, and let us know exactly your thoughts on the tune, because I've really enjoyed talking about this one today.
Sure thing, man. My name's Tom Excel, and I'm the owner of Firebelly Records, that's releasing Franz's tune Power BU and the forthcoming EP, which is the first release on my new label. And this tune is a bit of a kind of spearhead for a lot of the stuff that Franz's music stands for, bringing in the Jamaican heritage and, you know, the flavors of reggae with some kind of old school golden era hip hop style and some contemporary stuff as well. So we felt like it's a really good representation of everything that the music stands for, and we just chucked as many different sounds at it. It kind of went through a lot of different stages as we built the tune, actually, because it was produced originally by Mark Stoney, right? Yeah, yeah. And then I came along and added a bunch of other sounds, and then we were about to kind of release it, and then on the last night I was like, you know what, I can suddenly hear loads of different ideas in my head. And we went in like really hard again, and it just, you know, it kept on evolving and transforming and eventually turned into what it is now. But we're super excited to release this and the other tunes that kind of branch off in a few different directions. So there's a lot of exciting stuff to come.
Amazing, man. Amazing. Thanks for quickly jumping on as well. It's really good to kind of hear both, obviously from a sort of vocal side and then a production side as well. Thanks for quickly chatting to us.
Pleasure, man. Nice one, Jay. Nice to meet you,
mate. Nice one, dude. Nice one. Just while we've got you on the line, obviously we've only got you for a short amount of time, but I'm very keen to get as much out of you as we possibly can this morning. Where is the best place for people to kind of find you online and follow what you're doing in regards to sort of musical outlet and things like that? Obviously, you mentioned your socials earlier. Where can people find you?
Instagram's, I'm usually active on Instagram, so that's Franz von Zongo.
Amazing stuff.
And
fantastic.
Then on there, I've got my link tree with all my links.
Excellent. So that's where people can go online and find you. Well, dude, I'll tell you what, it's been an absolute pleasure to have a quick chat with you today. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to talk to us. I've really enjoyed this one.
Thank you so much, man.
Each and every time.
Bless up.
Each and every time. Right then, people, keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We are going to be jumping into today's edition of the Dub Shack Spotlight very, very shortly. For now, though, we are going to get into this fantastic single from Franz Von. It goes by the name Power BU. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere. This is Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio.
Trickstar Radio. The best in underground music culture.